This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Doran, the Penguins lose again last night. They're up 2-0 going into the third period. It's the eighth time in 21 games they've blown a two-goal lead. That is really, really hard to do. Points to them. I didn't know if the Penguins would be able to achieve something this year that I deemed impossible.
Yep.
But here they are. Not only do they stink, they are truly elite at stinking.
Yes.
And Tristan Jarry, whom was very good for the entire game, also had one of the most laughable, irresponsible plays you will ever see a goaltender make in overtime. I don't know if he knows the rules. If they score in overtime, the game's over. He plays a man
out of the net.
He slides off the out of the crease and just to chase a guy behind it. I've never seen anything like it. It just disastrous. They're only a point out of the playoffs.
Don't do this.
Well, okay, but I think it's important because what are you? The eye test, those kinds of numbers, they tell you this team's not very good. But if you're only 1 point out of a playoff spot, you ask yourself, okay, what are you doing then? What are you doing then? Are you trying to suck and finish top five with a top five draft pick? Or like, do you want to go for it and at least be relevant? Because if you want to do the latter and not the former, you fire the coach yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're good enough, I guess, to have two goal leads in eight of these games that they blow. If you're good enough to hold the lead, or to have the lead, you should be good enough to hold the lead, if that makes sense.
How in the world are they 1 point out?
It's bad league right now.
Yeah.
Bad league right now. And they have played two more games than the team that currently holds the final wild card spot.
Uh-huh.
So they could be, you know, 5 points back.
Yeah, okay.
With the games in hand. But, like, are you trying to win or not?
I have no idea. I don't think they know what they want to do.
And they trade Lars Eller, and you're wondering, is this the start of a fire sale, or are they trying to shake it up and kind of, for lack of a better way of saying it, shoot a hostage here? Like, are they trying to send a message to the group? I don't know. Maybe a little bit of both. It's just become hard to watch, and hard to watch even probably isn't going far enough. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, this is as bad as I can remember it being. I mean,
it's X generation bad.
X generation.
But with better players.
Uh-huh. That's what makes it even worse for me.
And when they played, most of the year when they've played good teams, they've got their ass kicked. Last night they didn't, at least on the scoreboard, get their ass kicked. But it's still embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing not to be a contender or even a playoff contender. It's another thing when the head coach, and this is what Sullivan did after the game, comes out and questions the want to.
Mm.
And when your coach is questioning the want to, and your management, how are you not saying, okay, why are we blowing all these leads? Well, the coach seems to think it's because they don't care enough. Well, isn't it the coach's job to get them to care? And leadership's job, too, to get them to
care. Yes.
It's a shame. Because I was hoping at least that they would look like the last couple of years and make us feel like they had a chance. And they're not going to do that.
Nope.
7-10-4.
It's just tough.
Ouch.
Yep.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.